And he was in prison 10 years, and then we don't know what happened. He, like, disappeared from the scene. There are certain records, Cecil Roth and others say that he was burned at the stake in a large auto da fé in Lisbon in the 1540s. But it's not clear. We don't know what happened, but we do know that that's it. No more David Ruvaini. He's gone. He was followed by a second gentleman. Now, success automatically has imitators. That's true in every area of life. So, since he hit it off big for a long period of time, so a second man came called Eldad HaDoni. Eldad from the tribe of Don. Now, Eldad HaDoni was also a Talmud Chochem. He was a scholar. Rav Ruvaini never made scholarly pretensions. Eldad HaDoni is quoted. He's quoted in Yerideya by the Shach. He's quoted by others. In fact, the origin of the type of brocha that we make on Shechita, on ritual slaughter, is attributed to Eldad HaDoni. But he came with the same story, that he is the ambassador from the tribe of Don, which was the largest tribe among the Jewish people, and that he's also west of the Sambatyon, and that he also was able to escape across the river, and he has come to Western Europe, and he's in contact with his Jewish brethren, and he's in contact with the non-Jewish world. And again, it's a messianic sort of message that somehow the Messiah is going to come. Now, there is a receptive audience to hear about the time of the Messiah. Any time after a terrible disaster strikes the Jewish people, so people attributed the disaster to the birth pangs of the Messiah. Chevle Moshiach. Pains, the birth pangs of the Messiah. And after the Spanish expulsion, after the debacle in Spain and Portugal and that terrible, terrible disaster, so Jews were looking for, the Jews were ripe for a messianic type of message. The problem always is that false messiahs raise hopes, and when those hopes are dashed, so the disillusionment that follows is far worse than if nothing would have happened at all. Now, both David HaRuvaini and Eldad HaDoni raised hopes, but the Jews, they did not gain the necessary publicity or faith that Shabtai Tzvi would gain 110, 120 years later. But it was a harbinger of what those times would be. There were Jews that began to sell their businesses and homes, Jews that began to book passage to the land of Israel. Also, there arose a Jewish community in the land of Israel for the first time, a major Jewish community composed of the exiles from Spain. Many of the Spanish exiles eventually settled in the land of Israel. So that a large Sephardic community in the early 1500s built itself up in Jerusalem, in Tiberias, in Tzfas, in Safed, in Hebron, in the holy cities of the land of Israel. Large number of Jews were to be found now. And therefore that was also looked upon as being a messianic harbinger. Eldad HaDoni also got caught. He got arrested. He escaped and disappeared. That brings us to the third person, who was a sincere person, who was not the first two could be questionable. The third person was sincere in every aspect of the word. His name was Shlomo Molcho. He was a non-Jew who converted to Judaism. Now imagine, at a time when Jews are converting to Christianity, when the Inquisition is